Life is all about trade-offs. You do one thing, you can't do something else. That's also true about the environment and natural resources. Different people might have different ideas about which resources are more valuable, and that's the crux of our next story. It's about a place in Mexico that's home to a community of fishermen and endangered sea creatures. But this place also has a valuable resource that the world needs more of, and there's concern that extracting that resource could put those other things at risk. Here's reporter Nina Feldman.
The view from the sleepy town of San Juanico is about what you'd get from any village along the Pacific coast of Baja. Craggy coves, turquoise waves, a couple of surfers and fishing boats. But 25 miles offshore, there is something different. The sediment at the bottom of the sea out there is rich in phosphate, a mineral form of phosphorus. And it's really important stuff.
Crop growth anywhere in the world requires phosphorus.
That's Dana Cordell. She runs an outfit called the Global Phosphorus Research Initiative in Australia. I called her up because a group of Mexican and American companies wants to dredge up that phosphate off the coast of San Juanico. But none of the companies would talk to me about their project. So I needed someone else to tell me why they might want to dig it up.
Due to the huge population that we have today, in order to achieve those yields that we need from our food production system, we do need to add external chemical fertilizers.
And phosphate is essential for those chemical fertilizers. Until now, we've mostly been getting it from phosphate rock on land. But we're using up those supplies fast. That's got a lot of people worried about a supply crunch.
If phosphorus was to become more scarce and the prices were to rise, well, that would mean more farmers wouldn't be able to grow the food that feeds the global population.
The mine off San Juanico would be the world's first underwater phosphate mine. In their PR for the project, two of the companies behind it, called Altos Hornos de México and Odyssey Marine Explorations, say the mine would allow Mexico to cut its dependence on phosphate imports and strengthen the country's food security. Seems like a good plan, right? Except to folks who are worried about this stretch of Mexico's coast. Juan Luis Aguilar is a fisherman from San Juanico. He's been working the water here for more than 30 years, and he's part of a fishing cooperative that's trying to stop the mining project. Aguilar is worried that the dredging will kill lobster eggs and harm fish populations. He's afraid no one will want to come to San Juanico to surf or to see the whales that feed here, and that certainly no one will want to buy his catch. Aguilar and his colleagues aren't alone. Biologist Janet Armandariz Villegas of Mexico's Instituto Politécnico Nacional here in Baja says there are a lot of unknowns about drilling underwater. But some things we do know.
La fosforita se acompaña de minerales como el uranio.
Armandariz says that phosphorus often comes with contaminants like uranium and cadmium, and that plumes generated from dredging can affect whole aquatic ecosystems.
Y es una zona especialmente vulnerable para la tortuga.
Armandariz says the mine would go in an especially important habitat for a population of endangered loggerhead turtles. So important, it's now a turtle refuge. Other underwater mines have been denied elsewhere around the world, and in April, Mexico's version of the EPA turned this one down too, because of the threats to the sea turtles. Since then, the project's backers have written a new application which outlines plans to protect the turtles. And opponents worry the mine could still be approved because the language defining the turtle refuge doesn't do anything to keep out industry. What it does mention is fishing, which complicates things even more. The day I arrived in San Juanico, the fishermen were hauling in their nets, maybe for good. There have been a lot of turtle deaths in this area, and there's some evidence that the fishermen's nets may be responsible. So they were told to stay off the water for 4 months to see if it is in fact their fault. Now the fishermen worry about an ironic outcome, that they might be out of business altogether while the underwater mine is allowed to go ahead. And there's another irony here as well. If Dana Cordell of the Phosphorus Institute is right, Mexico and the world may not even need this new source of phosphate.
About 80% of the phosphorus we're using is lost or wasted.
But she says it doesn't need to be lost forever.
If we're smart, we can capture and recover that phosphorus for reuse.
Instead of digging for more in sensitive places, Cordell says we should focus on efficiently using the phosphorus we already have. For The World, Nina Feldman, San Juanico, Mexico.
Nina's story was produced in collaboration with reporter Celia Guerrero and Round Earth Media.